Hi, this is Riz Lakhani from the DrPollock.com team, and I'm here today with Mr. Sean Dillon. And Sean is a PEMF practitioner for more than a decade now in British Columbia, Canada. And he's been working with magnetic fields to help people for that time. And Sean's story is very interesting because he comes from a background of initially using PEMFs to help individuals with particular issues, and has since then more recently become involved with exposing PEMF to practitioners and helping folks that want to use it in a more clinical setting to help individuals. So now he's more of a teacher to other practitioners. And so, Sean, thank you very much for joining us for this interview. This is going to be an awesome talk. And I'd love to have you go ahead and tell us more about yourself and how you got started with all this.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited and honored to have been invited to this panel. Yeah, PEMF came to me through my family. My aunt and my mother kind of brought it into our family, into our household, and just the advantage of fate, I guess. My mom was an RN at the time. She did triage in the emergency ward in a busy hospital. I was fortunate enough to watch both of them help people heal themselves. But with my mom's experience on the medical side of things, we had a good I guess good teacher of like what medicine is, what disease is, what the symptoms are, what organs those are all related to. So I had a good a good influencer of the anatomy of disease in the human body, and then just through my understanding of science and physics at that time, I was able to implement and use PEMF with that knowledge. So that's kind of how I was able to gain my my knowledge base, and now I just rely on experience, just the time that I've put in with individuals and helping them change their situations.
Very cool. Okay, so it's not very often that I hear somebody learned about PEMF therapy through a parent. Do you recall how your mother was exposed to this and how she learned about it at all?
Yeah, it came through my aunt, so her sister, and it's a long story, but just great coincidences. She was a caretaking for a family friend who was ill, and he had a stroke, and they were able to bring in a hyperbaric chamber into his house and noticed great gains. And so, of course, that piqued her curiosity, and she went to a SOAPMED meeting down in the States years ago, and that's when she found the PEMF 120 and was able to bring that back to help that family member or family friend heal. And of course, you know, the results are instantly noticeable. So that's my mom was able to get one right away. And then yeah, that merge or that fusion of knowledge
Okay.
kind of came to me in my home.
So that's very interesting. So the PEMF 120, so that would be a high intensity PEMF device. And I think a lot of folks initially learn about PEMF therapy by being exposed to more low intensity devices. So sounds like from the get-go, you were exposed to more of the therapy and the results with a high intensity machine. And of
Yeah.
course, Dr. Pollock talks a lot about how intensity matters with PEMF therapy, and so that's a big variable with how these devices can help people.
Yes.
So could you tell me a little bit about how you view PEMF therapy as being beneficial for people?
Yes. So I view it and I explain it as natural supplementation. Our Earth has a natural magnetic field around it. And because of the vanity of humanity, we don't sense it. We can't see it. We can't touch it. We don't feel it. We don't smell it. You don't go outside and be like, oh, wow, the magnetic field's from the north today, right? We don't view it as weather. So unfortunately, it's out of sight and out of mind. But there's three main aspects to Earth's magnetic field that we humans are no longer a part of and or pay attention to. One being is that it is a very powerful force. You know, you can see that in the use of a compass. right? You don't have to put a battery in a compass for it to work. And so every compass on this planet, thousands and thousands of little pieces of metal, of pounds, are being moved 24/7 by this force. And then again, going back to our compasses, they show us that Earth's magnetic field is everywhere all the time, right? You bring the compass inside, it works. You bring it on the mountain, in the cave, down to South America. Earth's magnetic field is everywhere all the time, just like air is. But the third and most important aspect is that it's pulsing at a very specific and unchanging frequency. And that's where PEMF therapy comes to importance for humanity, is that there is a baseline, a natural element out there. We live on a PEMF generator. Our Earth pulses it at 7.83 hertz. And that's what every device is mimicking. And that's what makes it natural supplementation, is that we have to bring that natural element that we're no longer a part of into our homes and into our lifestyles. And yeah, that's how I view PEMF therapy, is that it's supplementation.
Yeah, I think that that's a very great point. You know, we've certainly lost our ability to be in contact with this natural magnetic field, whether it's because we are in buildings most of the day, or we wear shoes and don't have that direct contact with the earth, or our cars are, you know, using rubber tires. And so we lose that connection and that groundedness. And so that's one of the marvels of PEMF therapy to me, is that we can actually replicate, fine tune, and then deliver this to ourselves using technology.
Exactly. And that's where the high intensity comes in. As I related a lot to people, we understand we have to replace vitamins and minerals because our farming practices aren't keeping our foods healthy. So everyone understands that you have to add minerals, magnesium, zincs, and everything. So just like food supplementation, it depends on your health goal, whether you want to do it naturally and just eat an organic carrot a day, or if you want to wait till you get sick and then take high doses of vitamin C. So that's kind of where the spectrum of these technologies come in. And that's what I like to guide people into their venture into PEMF, is establishing what their goal is and then suggesting how to add that to their lifestyle. And again, that's exactly why there's such a spectrum of devices, is it's just based on your goal and how fast you want these results to occur.
Right, right. And so in your experience, what are some of the interesting cases that you've come across, or some of the something that stands out to you in terms of an interesting story, a patient recovery, or along those lines?
Well, unfortunately, I've become a little stagnant to the amazing miracles that I get to see every hour. I'm definitely desensitized. I expect results every time, especially with the high intensity machines. But of course, you know, the trendy diseases are all reversible. So to answer that question, I'd say, just to blow people's minds or to excite people about it, is cancer is a really easy one. Is a very very responsive disease. And by the time the human body develops a tumor or other forms of cancer, it's in such dire need that any introduction of a PEMF field really turns them around. And then I'd say my next disease, I don't like calling them diseases, but it is arthritis, or any pain management, anything that's inflammation based. Mm-hmm. Is a really quick turnaround to any of the symptoms that they're experiencing.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So, you know, there's that common thread of inflammation, but there's also another common thread that these are chronic conditions. And so how many people do we know that have all kinds of various chronic conditions and may have had to resort to medication or surgeries and procedures, which often have more detrimental effects. So then it kind of continues to draw down on that person's reserves. So there's hope for these chronic conditions where we can introduce a positive stimulus. And, you know, I've seen some of the cases in my own clinic and with working with Dr. Pollock, of folks that have had various kinds of cancers, some of them even late stage, and many folks respond well when we start to do the PEMF therapy. And I think a big part of that is the fact that it helps to create and sustain a more oxygen-rich environment in the body. So you're providing the stimulation that allows for the terrain to improve, and then you can better be equipped to deal with the inflammation, with the problems and the symptoms that occur with the disease process. So that's really interesting.
Yeah. So and the way I like placebo is obviously a part of it, a part of healing. You know, science has been having to double test placebos for a while. So that's what I do with my clients one-on-one, is I like to explain to them and change their paradigm of what disease is. So if we speak quickly about all our trendy diseases that we have in humanity, and I'll just quickly riddle some off, you know, some of the trendiest ones I see at work is, you know, cancer, arthritis, diabetes, obesity, injuries, or lack of ability to recover fully from injuries or surgeries that are necessary. You know, we got psoriasis, insomnia, balding, aging, cavities, the list goes on and on and on and on. So what I like to explain to everybody, just to help their placebo change and to give them the confidence that they can heal themselves within these fields, is that there's three things that we have in common within these trendy diseases. Is one being that they are global epidemics. So there's not too many human cultures left out on this planet that aren't dealing with any or all of these problems. And the second and most important aspect of these diseases is that they are all 100% non-contagious.
Yeah.
Right? You can't catch cancer from someone. You don't keep the grandkids away from grandma because they're going to catch arthritis. Right? You've never had to put on a mask or gloves to be someone or be near someone with psoriasis. So what that makes me think is, well, how do all of these diseases become global epidemics when we're not passing them on to each other? And then the third aspect they all have in common is that there's 8.4 million other species on this planet that aren't demonstrating any of our problems, right? Giraffes have the longest C-spines in the world, and they don't develop osteoporosis. They don't show signs of pain. With arthritis, they don't age to the point like humans do where they're incapable of bending over and drinking their own water, right? Hummingbirds drink our sugar all day, every day, and they're not obese, right? They're not diabetic. They don't get cavities. They don't have teeth. That was a joke, but right. So if you list all of human diseases that are non-contagious, it's way bigger than the contagious column. And none of those non-contagious problems are exhibited in 8.4 million other species that live right outside that window of ours. So when once people understand that they develop this problem, they're not a victim to a viral bacteria or bacterial attack, then they have the understanding and confidence that these fields are going to release that potential that are within their cellular functions, and then they can heal themselves. And that's what I love about my job as a therapist, is that I'm able to bring people hope. And that is exactly why medicine fails everybody, is because you can't cure something that's not a sickness, an illness. And that's why there are no cures for anything: chronic cancer, arthritis, diabetes, psoriasis, simple things like pain. There's no cure because everybody's looking at it the wrong way. Medicine came to a high point when humanity was dealing with viral and bacterial infections, right? Like when we developed steroids or antibiotics, right? Those were plagues and leprosies. Those were terrible things. And medicine's like, hey, look, we got this little white pill and it works for everybody. And they're still in that paradigm. They're still looking for that great white pill that's going to change everything. But everything humans are dealing with are no longer diseases. They're poor cellular functions because we live in a poor environment. And that's where PEMF comes in and is able to help everything, is that if you look, again, if you look outside 8.4 million other species, prevention is the best medicine. Those animals are living in the proper environment in order for their cellular functions to be operating at their full potential, and they're staying healthy. And that's the best way to deal with illness, is just not to get sick. And
which is harder now than ever, it seems.
Than ever. And that's another thing that animals are not doing, right? They still walk on the planet barefoot, they sleep on the planet, and they eat food directly from the planet. So they're showing us what life looks like in that 7.83 herd environment. And another thing that they're not doing that we are, is that they're not changing their magnetic environment through electronic equipment. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, that's why it's harder and harder for us to filter and stay in this proper environment, is because we become dependent on electronic equipment. And I love my electronic equipment. I love my fridge. I love my freezer. I love, you know, using the phone as a great tool of information. I'm not willing to give that up. I'm not willing to turn my lights off, just like 7 billion people are not. So we have to start the conversation of how do we filter this invisible environment, and how do we supplement it in order to allow these bodies to thrive and stay healthy, instead of treating chronic symptoms.
Yeah, it almost seems like the convenience has sort of taken the precedence over everything. And so we are using our capabilities to make life as easy and convenient as possible in the short term. But then that affects us in the long term. And that's what allows, I think, a lot of these chronic disease processes to build. And of course, we don't always notice things in the beginning. You know, it will take a symptom, or we often get good at ignoring symptoms. So then it takes that barrage of symptoms for us to finally realize, whoa, hold on, something's not right here. And it's not, like you said, something you can take a pill for or get a prescription for. You actually have to make changes. And so a lot of that is, of course, is action taking. But PEMF therapy, I think, is a very easy to integrate way to help support that.
Well, it's easy, and it's the most fundamental, right? Like it's the only thing that we're doing different than 8.4 million other species. You know, humans love numbers, and they love stats and percentiles and stuff. And if you think about it, we're the only sick animals out of 8.4 million. We should be looking outside and asking ourselves these questions. Like, why isn't the squirrel limping? Like, why doesn't that tree have disease? Look at it, lives so long, and it thrives right till the day it dies. And it's kind of confusing to me that humans haven't turned to those questions yet. Especially if they're in pain every day or not getting to sleep every night. Like, I'd be asking a lot more questions. Why those pills and those procedures aren't working for me.
This reminds me a lot of some of my training in acupuncture, where a lot of the, you know, the techniques and the treatments that come out of the world of acupuncture are because of the observations of how man exists in nature. And when things are balanced in nature, when we're getting enough movement and enough air and exercise and the proper nutrients, it doesn't allow for an environment where disease can be, you know, become established. It's almost like we knew this a long time ago and we have unlearned it somehow, and now we need to relearn it.
Exactly.
It's so fascinating though that PEMF therapy can kind of be that blend. We are still leveraging technology, but we're wanting to help it deliver some of the benefits of nature. You know, it also helps that a lot of times you can just kind of lay down and do this PEMF therapy and maybe get some meditation or get some relaxation. You know, chronic stress has ever since I was a child has been known as the invisible killer, and that hasn't really changed much. And PEMF therapy in the way that is delivered to the body can help to reduce that stress response. And so, you know, I really, one of the things I've appreciated about it and why I love it so much is because it does so many things in the body, for the body, but that's because it's working at the cellular level. So it affects all tissues.
Exactly. And that's what's different about other therapies, is that they work on systems, right? Acupuncture works on the nervous system. Masseuses work on muscle systems. Chiropractors work on the vertebrae. Mm-hmm. But what we get to do with PEMF is that all those systems are built of cells. So we're affecting and directing the structures that build these systems for us. And that's why it's able to deal with everything. Again, we're going back to that prevention's the best medicine. Our DNA already has all of the information in order to keep these bodies perfect. And again, just comes down to environmental pressures. And again, that's what's different than us and these other animals as humans, is that our environments are extremely stressful, whether it's stress about money, about, you know, what the news is telling you, what the bad news is telling you, what the EMFs around us are emitting. And the way I relate that to people and get them to change their mind, again, about disease, change that placebo, change that paradigm of why they are ill, is a houseplant, right? We know that we've taken that plant out of nature, so we know we have to recreate its happy environment. We have to find the right spot in the room where it likes, it gets enough sun, too much or not enough. We have to make sure it has the right minerals in the soil. You know, you can overwater it, underwater it. And once you learn what environment that plant likes, it thrives. And so this is where the human aspect of disease is within this example, is if you take this houseplant that is now thriving and you put it in the closet and you open that closet 5 days later, what's happening to that plant? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It's dying. But does that mean that plant is sick?
Mm.
No. The plant is not sick in the closet. It did not catch a disease. It is just an environment that's not allowing it to thrive. So if we're like, oh, sorry, little plant, you don't like it in the closet, right? I'm acting dumb, obviously. And then we take it back out and we put it back in the spot in the room where we knew it thrived. What happens to that plant 5 days after you move it back into that right environment, right? It starts to heal itself. But does that mean you cured it? No, you did not cure it because it was not sick. And that's why medicine is failing humanity, is because they're looking at everything as a sickness. And that's why nothing's being cured, is it has nothing to do with an illness. It has everything to do with your environment. And that's, again, where PEMF comes in, is we're surrounding those cells in the proper environment to allow them to heal themselves and thrive. And just like a plant, based on the DNA that's in those individual cells, that's what gives it its individual look, its individual flowers, its color of the leaves, and what environment it needs. And fortunately, like you said, science knows what the human body needs now. And that's where these devices come in, is that we're able to use this technology, replicate and amplify the environment that allows the cellular landscape to thrive. So every time I look at a human who is sick, especially with a non-contagious disease, I just look at them like a plant in the closet. And I'm just like, okay, what do they need? What cells in particular need an environmental change in order to catch up with the tasks that it's not doing in the stressful environment that humans live in? Whether we talk about the EMF, the emotional stresses that we live in. That's the closet that we're putting ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this changes. And that's what we rely on. Again, it comes down to that DNA programming. Everything's already within us. And these pulsing magnetic fields allows that to be released.
That's so empowering. You know, I wish that we had more medical professionals thinking and speaking like this, because as you mentioned, not only does it give hope, but it actually empowers the patient to know that something can be done, that more can be done. I think I might have to use that line about thinking of my own patients as just being in the closet, and let's bring them out of the closet and put them in the right place where they can thrive, because it's certainly possible. And you and I have both seen it and read about it and observed it ourselves. where people in even the most dire of situations have the possibility and the potential to improve and feel better.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a scientist or a doctor to understand it with that analogy. Everyone knows it. When you put a plant in the closet, it dies and it's not sick.
Yeah, exactly. And had somebody not known that it had just been in the closet, they might look at it and think that it's sick, but that still doesn't mean that it is. And so exactly. If you're going about the wrong way, then you may not be able to make a change. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned several times about prevention being the best medicine. And of course, you know, we know that concept well. I like to use PEMF therapy frequently on myself. I try to do it daily, but sometimes that doesn't always work out. But several times a week, I am doing PEMF therapy on myself preventatively without working on a specific issue or problem. Is that something that you also do in your own life?
100%. And that's where are these different, when people hear low and high intensity devices, that's kind of what I like to guide people into, is understanding how to apply it to their lifestyle. So we're just mimicking nature. So we speak of magnetic strengths in Gauss, and just to give everyone a baseline, Earth's natural magnetic field is emitting about 0.5 Gauss. You don't have to understand what that means. That just basically means the size of the magnetic
measurement.
So just like any natural supplement, if you introduce it to yourself naturally, that's the best way. So Earth's magnetic field is emitting its magnetic field 24/7. So the best way to add it to your lifestyle is to be 24/7. But of course, we don't want to live like that. You'd have to go out into the forest and live in a cave. So I personally use the Flex Pulse. It's the best one to add to the lifestyle in order to mimic nature. It's the only portable one. And its intensity is low enough so you can be on it all the time. So you can literally put it on your belt. You can go to the bank, go on a car trip in there, you know, go to work, sit on it. So that's the best way to introduce PEMF, is mimicking nature. There's a saying in the PEMF world, low and slow, or time is your intensity.
Right.
Yes. So that's this perspective. That's the baseline. And then, just like I mentioned before, adding minerals or vitamins, most people wait till they get sick before they add vitamin C to their life. And that's why we have those nice little emergency packages, or the, you know, people are just chewing on chewables all day when they get sick. So that's where the high intensity PEMF comes in. And that's why I use the PEMF 120, is people have led a lifestyle that got them sick, and now they need a high dose to change that situation around. I'm fortunate enough that in my practice, I work 4 days a week. So I'm near the high intensity all the time, but my wife and I still do sleep every night with the Flex Pulse on. I call it the nature channel. It emits 7.83 Hertz. Mm-hmm. So we're tricking our bodies into thinking that we're living like the 8.4 million other species. So we just keep it on really low, but for that 8 hour span, we're allowing our body, like you mentioned, to relax, to get into that natural environment and do its natural functions. So that's how I use it in my lifestyle, personally.
Okay. So, the Flex Pulse is also a device that I like a lot, and I use it with myself and with patients, and, the portable nature of it makes it very versatile. So you can apply it to different areas of the body, or particularly the brain. You know, a lot of times we'll use it for treating the head and the brain. Also the other thing that's very versatile about it is the various programs. So you can certainly use the 7.8, which is wonderful, but you can also use other settings on it to tune the brain to become more focused if you need to work on a particular task, or if somebody's dealing with insomnia, you can use it to help relax the brain and go into delta wave production. So you can encourage deep rest, or put the brain into a state of wanting to be in deep rest. So yeah. I think the Flex Pulse is a magnificent device in that regard. So very cool. Okay, now do you ever do any full body PEMF on yourself?
The PEMF 120 has a full body mat. And that's, if I do I've had time off recently, so I'm not in my practice all the time. So when I do use the high intensity at home, I use mainly the full body mat. It just creates a bigger field and gets more of my cells activated. I fortunately don't even know what pain is anymore. I'm a very active person, so I don't have to focus on my body parts. So yeah, again, that low and slow, getting all those cells that make those systems up going active, is how I use it personally the most. But yeah, if I do, throw my back out or twist a knee or whatever, I'm able to use the attachments and focus directly on those body parts.
And how did you make the decision to transition from working more hands-on with patients and clients to then working more with practitioners and helping them get set up with PEMF therapy? What's sparked that change?
Again, empowerment, just giving people the power. I've always been an entrepreneur. I've never worked a 9 to 5. I don't like the man. I don't like being told where I like. And that's, again, part of my environmental change is I want to lead my life. And that's what I love giving to people is this, it's this package of self-employment where they can be their own bosses, make their own times, and have the confidence. Everybody wants to help everybody. So it just gives them the ability to instantly help their neighbors. Well, first of all, they help their family, friends, neighbors, towns. And again, the way I understand PEMF, I've been able to briefly explain it, that nature has a PEMF environment, and you look outside and every other animal is okay. So that has led me to believe and understand that PEMF is for every human. And I don't know every human, and I also don't have time to treat every human. So that's where I like to set up these businesses, is to make high intensity PEMF more available to people and normalize it and get this conversation going. So that's, I like to train my PEMF therapist with these analogies, that few of these analogies that I've shared. And again, it just changes that placebo. It's a game of telephone. The message will just spread and spread through the 7 billion people that live here, and eventually it will be normalized, and all people will benefit from the knowledge that we are sick because of our environment. And this is that filter. It is that environmental change to end pain and non-contagious disease.
So it's all about making more impact, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm motivated to. It's hard to have this knowledge and have these experiences behind private doors and not want to go up to strangers in the grocery store, shake them, and be like, hey, I can help you. You just need this. That's all you need. So this is my way to do that.
I can totally relate. I have a clinic that I'm actually speaking to you from, and we have a nice window out in the front that we can see the parking lot. And I can't tell you how many times I see somebody walking with a limp, or I see somebody who looks like they could benefit. And I almost have to tell myself, like, nope, not the appropriate time to approach and whatnot. But it's so exciting. We have I've certainly thought about this, but I've never put it in spoken words the way you did. But yes, this literally can help every human.
It's for every human.
And
And the
in the
reason
traditional contraindications, even the we used to not be able to use it with people with pacemakers or other implanted electronics, and now even that's changing. Now a lot of those devices are becoming compatible to be able to use with magnetic fields. So it's so exciting that previous limitations are gradually reducing one by one.
Yeah. And yeah, and again, it just comes down to that supplementation. It magnetic fields are the second most important element to life on this planet. And this is what leads me to believing and understanding that it is for everyone. And we know, we've been taught that air is the most important, right? The human body can't go more than 30 seconds or a minute and a half without it before damage occurs. But then we're taught water is the next most important. But we know that the human body can go 5 days, 6, 7 days without water before damage starts. And then fire, earth, or food is the next most important, but it's common knowledge that we could easily go 30 days without food. Right. So where magnetic fields comes in as is the second most important element. And,
you know, these invisible, you know, things that are working behind the scenes that we're not aware of can actually be harnessed to help us heal and recover from modern day problems that we've created for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, this lack of healthy environment, good terrain, lack of connection with nature, even lack of communication with ourselves. You know, we're in an increasingly isolated world and we have our own magnetic fields, and when they can be close together, we can reap some benefit from that, and we're missing out on that too. So it's such an exciting time to take this PEMF therapy and educate the public about how they can use it for themselves. Like you said, you don't have to be anybody special or fancy or a doctor. Anyone can use this stuff. We just need to spread awareness and learn about it and educate. Thank you for doing all the work that you do in that regard. And we got to keep getting that message out there. You know, you might even know this, but Tony Robbins just published a new book. And in it, there's a section on PEMF therapy. And so I think that's all the more sort of signal that the time is right now for the public to really learn, hear about this. I still run into many people who have never even heard about PEMF therapy, and it's exciting to educate them about it, but it's going to be even more exciting when people are like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And yeah, I've tried that before. I know somebody who's done that.
Yeah. It has to become common knowledge.
Right.
Again, you look outside that window. It's harmonized, it's perfect, and it's disease and pain free.
You know, you've given me some really interesting concepts to really ponder about. Even though I've been working with PEMF therapy for the past 4 or 5 years, these are some really new and interesting ways to think about this. So, you know, thanks very much for sharing that way of contextualizing all this.
Yeah, that's my pleasure. I'm glad I was given this microphone.
So before we close, are there any other things you'd like to mention about PEMF therapy or the work that you do, or anything else that's on your mind?
Just reiterate that, you know, for lack of a better word, God's given you everything inside those cells. You are powerful enough to change your situation. You're not a victim of anything that you're dealing with right now.
Even if you are a victim, you know, suppose you suffer an injury, or suppose something happens to you that, you know, is not because of the environment or the terrain, you can still use this stuff to help you. It'll still help you go faster because it'll work on improving those cells.
Exactly. Yeah. It's innately inside you. It's just magnetic fields. Cells use magnetic fields to communicate and function. And that's how this releases that potential from within. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much again. It was such a pleasure to talk with you and learn some new ways to think about some of these things. And thanks again for all the work that you do. And we'll hopefully keep spreading all this, the lovely messaging about all this.